I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Much was made in the run-up to the Sochi Olympics about security and the so-called Ring of Steel surrounding the Games. And now as we head into the final weekend of the Games, we wanted to take stock of just how that's gone. So we called on journalist David Filipov in the Sochi Press headquarters. He's been reporting on security in Sochi for the Boston Globe. I asked him plainly, has the security apparatus in Sochi worked?
Well, so far, fingers crossed, it has. And I'd say it was an obsession of the world. I mean, the State Department was putting out alerts. Russia was showing these lurid pictures of Black Widows into Sochi and, you know, wanted persons posters. Inside the Ring of Steel, augmented by a long line of Zeppelins that kind of go along the coast, you've got a lot of ships in the water. You have 100,000 security troops. You've got all these checkpoints and everything. Inside the bubble, yeah, it's gone really well. And what is striking is that despite the warnings, nobody has so far done anything outside the bubble.
Is there any information on whether all that security foiled some real threats that happened and we just don't know about them?
There's two ways of looking at this. One is that the ring around the Olympic Park, so great, you know, nobody could get through it. And everybody knows that the actual getting into the park is pretty thorough. Either our terrorists out there didn't want to attack civilian objects, or they just couldn't get here, or they don't have the logistics even to get out of Dagestan in the woods, wherever they are.
What will we remember about what's been dubbed Putin's Olympics?
What will be remembered is that, you know, they came off. There will be athletic performances that people are going to remember. The question was, can Putin pull off an Olympics, and can Russia get it all together to do a flashy kind of modern take on this time-honored tradition? And yeah, they've pulled that off. The question of what's going to come next is a different question altogether. And what's happening in Ukraine is also a different question. It steals headlines from Putin and his attempt to show Russia, but it is a different country. And Ukrainians have gone out of their way to make it clear that they're a different country. So it isn't something that's happening in Russia.
What about Sochi itself? A lot of money has been pumped into it. I'm sure at least Putin has plans for it post-Olympics. What are the prospects for the city?
The thing is that what was always wrong about Sochi is still wrong. The thing has been built under sea level, below sea level. What's protecting the land from the sea is a thin barrier of rocks and stones that used to be deposited by the rivers, which have been clogged up by the construction. So the erosion of that bank keeps going. One or two really big storms, and they have them here, and you could see the entire Olympic area underwater. That's always been the problem here. When they built these heavy, massive buildings on this swamp, all of the sort of expert work and all the analysis and all the studies, that was kind of hurried through. There were no sort of community meetings where they said, you know, is this what you guys want? And that was all because Putin's order was get this thing going, show Russians great ability to put one of these together. And he's done it. But he built this thing on a swamp, and he built it in the middle of nowhere. Sochi has 450,000 people. They have a mall, and it's 2/3 empty. There's still a floor where there are no shops. So one of the big draws to Sochi is supposed to be this big mall that they're going to build, but 30,000 people live in this part of Sochi. 450,000 live in the part that already has the mall no one goes to. So the question I have is, how are they going to get people to come out here to this thing, which has been built in this place where you shouldn't build big things? That's really the issue here. The big plans that they have for it and the venues that they've built, it all might be well and good, but the question is, can, you know, one Formula One race and one World Cup and a couple of conventions turn this thing into such a big draw that it will justify all the money that was spent on it?
Finally, David, you've been at the Games for 2 weeks now, and I can't leave you without asking, what's been the highlight of your time there?
The thing that actually has really impressed me, and I kept trying to not find it, I went looking for Russian fans who didn't care. And wherever I went, the poorest, most, you know, neglected places up in the mountains where none of the Olympic benefit came, you see people sitting there cheering for their team, proud of Russia, proud of the fact that they could pull this off. I mean, it was in a village where they don't have running water, they were promised it, they don't have gas, they were promised that, and they're glued to the TV. And one of the people there said, I have pride in my country, even though this is the way that I live. What happens in Russia reflects on me, and I'm proud of it. And wow, that got me.
David Filipov, he's been reporting in Sochi for the Boston Globe. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks for having me.